where the North Valley comes to talk.
It's 11 minutes past the hour. We want to welcome into the KPOY Morning News. Busy time, and we're glad you made some time for us, Kelly Staley, superintendent for Chico Unified School District. We tried to get you on first day of school, and you said, hey, first day of school, Scott, we just can't. But how you doing?
I am doing great. It is just wonderful to see smiling faces on campuses and things having a return to normal after 4 years. Honestly, when you look at the dam incident in Oroville and the campfire and then several years now of COVID, it is great just to be able to settle in and be back in school and focus on education.
Let's jump right in here, because we've seen the reports now that the high schools here in Chico especially have gone to a block schedule. Can you explain a little bit to us what that is?
Absolutely. A block schedule really resembles a college schedule, where students will have 3 to 4 classes on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and a different 3 to 4 classes on Tuesday, Thursday. And it gives our kids the opportunity, instead of just being able to take 6 classes, to take 8 classes a year. And what that means is, for a student that maybe is in the band, but also wants to take a welding class or a drafting class or an ag class, you know, something different, or a couple AP classes, advanced placement classes, it allows students the opportunity to do that. And it also allows our students that, let's say math might not be your strong point, it allows you to have a period built into the day where you can get support in areas where maybe you're struggling. So it's a pilot year. Chico High piloted it last year, and we found lots of positives, but of course there's still kinks to work out. And PB watched very closely, and Pleasant Valley High School is piloting the block schedule this year. So very exciting for those at the high school level.
Yeah, perfect. Let's talk the elephant in the room. As we know from this summer, all the national headlines and stuff from the violence that we saw, Kelly. And I know that working with Chico PD and others, that Chico Unified has kind of been ahead of the curve on all this when it comes to safety on campus, safety in our classroom. So give us a little breakdown of what Chico Unified has done to assure parents, and maybe they're new to the district, or just, you know, getting the kids back to classrooms, and just from the safety standpoint, what Chico Unified has stepped up to do.
Well, this is one of the things that I'm very proud of with Chico Unified. I've been in the district now 21 years, and when I first came in 21 years ago, we had a very, very strong school safety program. We collaborate with Chico Police Department. They train with us. They are part of our meetings when we discuss school safety. And I'm sure you've noticed that each of the past several years, they will pick a school site and do trainings on that school site. And what that does is it really ensures that our local law enforcement knows our schools, knows the ins and outs. So if an incident were to happen, which, you know, of course we all hope never ever does, but if something were to happen, they know our schools. And that's true from a crime perspective to a natural disaster perspective. It's really important that they're familiar with our campuses. We also have a catapult system. It's an online program where staff can report if they're out on the PE field and they see something happening. They can report that to the office and get the school very quickly put into a lockdown. We have, over the last few years, put perimeter fencing around all of our schools. We're completing Rosedale right now as we speak. And this allows our schools to have clearly identified points of entry, and they can closely monitor who is coming in and out of our schools. So we also just recently upgraded our handheld radios to help with communication, and we do have video surveillance on our cameras, on our school sites as well. And I guess the one thing that really is crucial, and I want our community to know this, is really the best way to keep our schools safe is communication. So, you know, we have a anonymous tip line where people can call in if they're hearing things, but we really do rely on our students and our community to give us a heads up if they're hearing a rumor. If there's something floating around there in the community that, you know, maybe somebody is planning something nefarious, we can research that, and we work very closely with Chico PD to do that. So, again, we encourage our students, if they hear something, even if they think, maybe that's not that realistic, let us know, so that in collaboration with law enforcement, we can make sure that it's nothing. And that has definitely happened. We've heard rumors, and we followed up on things, and sure enough, you know, they were innocent. It might have been a paint gun, but we can never be too safe.
Kelly, go ahead.
The entire community. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Kelly, in the aftermath of Uvalde, there was this outcry nationally. There were some of those that looked at what happened and said, you know, the way to stop this is to arm teachers. Now, there were a lot of teachers that I know that said, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, because I don't want to carry a gun. I'm a teacher. I'm not sitting there going to carry a gun while I'm teaching. Have you heard anything about that type of proposal being brought forward? Has there been thought of that?
Well, that has not been a discussion in California, because California has very strict anti-gun laws on school campuses. And in fact, we can't even have people who have carry permits carry on campus. The only individuals that are allowed to have weapons on campus are active law enforcement. So it has not been a discussion at all in California. But I do know that other states are having that conversation. And I would just say, like everyone else, every teacher is an individual, and they have different strengths and different capabilities, and we just need to make sure that we don't put teachers in a situation that they're unprepared for.
Getting back to the block scheduling, is this something that we're seeing around the country? Is it becoming more prevalent? And do you, depending on its success or how it's viewed, do you see it spreading?
So it is something that really has been happening across the country and across the state. And quite honestly, we were probably a little late coming on to this. It is expensive because you're adding additional staff to add those additional periods in the day. But it is also something that we're very excited about. And if you look up and down the state, I would say at this point, the majority of schools are on some sort of block schedule. And, you know, we are going into it to make sure that we fully understand it, that it works for our students, that it works for our families, it works for our staff, and that it's something that we can afford. So it is something that we are in negotiations with our union right now. And I would expect us to have a firm decision as to whether or not we will go forward with an MOU with our union for the block schedule, probably by, I would say, February of this year.
Now, you brought up staffing, and we've all heard the news, Kelly, that nationwide here in the state, there's certain districts, the dreaded, quote-unquote, teacher shortages.
Oh, man, it's a real thing.
Okay, now, we've heard reports it's mostly assistants or teacher helpers. Did you see at the start of this year a shortage where teachers maybe during the last couple of years decided, well, this ain't for me, sitting at home and trying to do lessons over Zoom or whatever? We talked to somebody recently that said there was an influx of teachers applying for his line of work, where they were seeing a lot of teachers kind of leaving the profession because whether burnout or, you know, over the pandemic and not being able to really, you know, be there with the students. Is same thing for Chico Unified?
Well, we certainly saw everyone struggle with during the pandemic and with online learning. It was such a quick switch. We were in school, headed into spring break, and then within 24 hours, schools were closed down, and we had to do a switch to online instruction. And that was hard. You know, it wasn't something that we were prepared for. We were probably well ahead of the curve because we had been getting Chromebooks, computers in the hands of all of our students over the course of a couple of years prior to the pandemic. But really switching from in-person, where you have a relationship with your teacher and you can see your students and you can tell, you know, who's doing well and who might need some extra help, all of that went away just overnight. So yeah, it was really tough on everyone. And, you know, we did see some teachers say, you know, with this pandemic still continuing and there's so much uncertainty, we went from online, then we went to the AM/PM where kids were there half a day. Then we had to do contact tracing and quarantines. I mean, it has been a roller coaster. And so I think, yes, it was tough on everybody and not just educators. It was tough on every field. And so we did see people say, you know, this is my time to retire, or I think I'm going to consider a different career. That said, you know, we also have been able to hire some just absolutely fabulous teachers new to Chico Unified, not necessarily new to teaching, but new to Chico Unified. So we do have our certificated, our teacher, our counselor, our school psychologist, our administrative positions filled right now. But as you mentioned, it is very, very difficult to fill all of our positions on the classified side. And that side is our office managers, our bus drivers, our custodians, our fabulous staff that work in nutrition services, and in particular, the classroom aides, our paraprofessionals that are right there alongside the teachers helping with kids in the classroom. So I'm going to do a plea here. If you have any interest, please reach out to Chico Unified. We would love to talk to you and see if we can find a fit for you with an education career.
Real quick, Kelly, the curriculum that's taught, because of the pandemic, because of a lot of the home learning, parents did become more involved. And now that the students are heading back to classrooms, the parents are in a lot of districts all around the country and even locally want more of a say in what is taught and how things are taught. How is that communication between the parents, the district, individual schools, and how are things decided and topics decided on how they're going to be addressed? Because it certainly has become contentious in some districts around the country.
Sure. And of course, we've seen that across the nation and a little bit here in California as well. You know, once again, California is, you know, somewhat unique in that we have state standards, and those are adopted by the state, and it is the expectation and requirement that that is what every school district teaches. And they are broken down by grade level, and they are also broken down by subject matter. And, you know, I do suspect in our current political climate that there will be continued discussions about what should and should not be included in school curriculum, and particularly you know, what is taught at what grade level. But currently, and this is what Chico Unified does, is we tie our curriculum to our state standards. We can point to the standard that we are teaching, why it is included in the curriculum. And, you know, it's very different than what you would see perhaps at a post-secondary at a U College or Chico State.
There we go. And Kelly, I just want to ask you real quick, too, as you look ahead forward, we know that population sizes always have something to do with budgets and schools. And just, I can tell you, just driving around, a lot of those schools that had the temporary buildings, slow by slow over the summer, hey, there's permanent buildings now on some of these campuses, which is really nice for the kids, for the staff, I'm sure, to be actually going into classrooms and not these temporary buildings that for so many years Chico had to use just to accommodate. So with the building, I know Inspire's looking to build their own campus. Any other plans that there might be yet another high school needed in Chico? I know that's always on the fringe there, saying we need that third or fourth high school.
Sure. Well, you just hit on something that I am extremely proud of. And our campuses have never looked better. We've had renovations across the district. If you drive by Pleasant Valley, it has a whole new look. Chico High, of course, had some work done a couple years ago. Marigold, Loma Vista, Neil Dow has the multipurpose room with a gym inside, and we are currently getting ready to renovate McManus. So there's lots of discussions going on about what McManus is going to look like. But really, none of this would have happened without our Chico community. They are the ones that voted for and, you know, passed the bonds that are funding this. So we are extremely fortunate, and once again, it is a result of living in a community that cares deeply about education. I know that Inspire, which is, you know, an independent charter school, is looking. They're doing fundraising right now so that they can move off of the Chico High campus, and it's a crowded campus. You've got two high schools there, two wonderful high schools on that school site, bordered by Chico State on one side. You've got Inlo on the other. So it would be really nice to be able to get Inspire over to the Canyon View property on the east side of town and get them set up and going. There are some monies that they have from the bond that will be utilized for that, and they're also doing some fundraising so that they can really focus on their mission, which is arts and sciences. So it's very exciting times, and just a huge shout out to our facilities department for making all this happen, but really to our community. They stood behind us and voted for the bond, so thank you to them.
Kelly Staley, Superintendent, Chico Unified School District. Been too long, Kelly, but I'm glad you made some time for us. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Call anytime. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
We'll have you on again. You bet. Getting an update. Thanks, Kelly.